5 buses and 3 trains a day. That's been the basic commute for Tacoma resident Buddy Yates for nearly a decade. The 61-year-old is particularly reliant on transit because he can't drive. Yates is blind. Now, Pierce Transit is preparing to make a new round of cutbacks, and that has Yates and his wife worried about their future. KUOW's Derek Wong brings us their story and what it may mean for other transit riders in the state.
Every weekday afternoon, Buddy Yates and his black lab guide dog, Palmer, start their commute home from Seattle's Rainier Valley neighborhood. Yates works at the Lighthouse for the Blind, where he makes canteens for the military. Yates and Palmer join a group of 5 other co-workers as they wait for the Metro No. 7 bus.
Last Friday.
It's a 7.
There's our 7.
Yates says he doesn't need the driver to yell out the number. He says he can tell when the 7 arrives because its motor sounds different from the other buses that stop here.
Some of these seats up front here, about 4 or 5 seats up front, please.
The driver asks passengers to give up the seats for the disabled at the front of the bus. Then Yates and his friends take seats close to one another. They crack jokes as the bus heads towards Seattle's International District, where Yates will pick up the Sounder commuter train to Tacoma. When we get there, Yates swipes his transit pass on the Orca card reader. Palmer's harness jingles as he guides Yates to the train platform. As we wait for the train, we go over his typical afternoon commute. Bus to a commuter train to light rail to another bus.
Are there ever days when you're thinking, I don't feel like doing this, this is a whole lot of work?
Yeah, a lot of times.
What keeps you going?
Because I have a wife to take to support and take care of.
A few minutes later, the train pulls into the station.
Come on, lay down. Come on, lay down.
Like Yates with his long daily commute, Pierce Transit has had a tough journey of its own. It's been full of potholes in the form of funding woes. The agency has been hit hard by the recession. Revenue from sales taxes is way, way down. When the recession first hit, Pierce Transit asked voters for a sales tax hike to help pay for the buses. The measure failed, and the agency cut about a third of its service. But last fall, the agency asked again for a sales tax increase. That measure failed, so even more cuts are on the way this fall. Once those are done, Pierce Transit will have cut almost half of the service that it had before the recession. Pierce Transit spokesman Justin Layton says it's been especially hard on riders. Many are already struggling financially. He says most riders earn $20,000 a year or less.
A lot of folks depend on Pierce Transit to get them to their jobs and get them to their appointments. And those folks just want to live independent lives and be productive citizens. And with the lack of transit, you know, those folks aren't able to get to their jobs.
Layton says the agency has heard from riders who say they've lost their jobs because they can't get to work. Yates is hoping that won't happen to him, but he's really worried that he'll have fewer transportation choices, and that could complicate his connections. Once his train pulls into the City of Destiny, Yates and Palmer will have to catch Pierce Transit's shuttle paratransit. This day, it's the last leg of his trip.
And if it's for me.
Well, Mr. Yates, hey. Your shuttle's here.
What?
Yeah. Your shuttle's here.
I'm bringing my reporter with me today, so.
It was supposed to be yesterday, but.
We were supposed to meet the previous day, but Yates' travel connections are so tight he had to take off before we had a chance to meet up. Yates' trip spans Pierce and King counties, and funding problems in King County could also complicate his daily trip. King County Metro might have to make a cut that would affect 3 out of 4 riders. King County Councilman Larry Phillips leads the council's transportation committee.
So I want you to just imagine a few things and imagine gridlock returning to our streets and highways in a very difficult way. Imagine no affordable options for workers to get to jobs. That's where we'll be if the legislature does not act at this time to provide the funding tools that we need.
Those funding tools could be new vehicle license fees or an increase in the gas tax. Both are tough sells in Olympia. For Yates, he's not sure what will happen to his ability to get around. Finally, 2 hours after we first left Seattle, we arrive at the front door to Yates' apartment, where we're greeted by his wife, Sue.
Come on. Come on in. Ah. That's what we got.
Bomber, come on out. Daddy will feed you in a minute.
I ask Yates and his wife what they think about people who voted against the ballot measures that would have prevented Pierce Transit cuts. They say those voters may not have thought about the ramifications.
Who's going to take your elderly mother and father to the doctor? Or your disabled relative?
And what about all the disabled people that are losing their jobs because they no longer have shuttle?
Yeah.
For Yates and his wife, they're worried that they might have to relocate to be closer to a transit hub where there will be more options. I tell Sue how her husband told me earlier that he takes this daily four-hour commute so he can take care of her. She's touched. She says she appreciates it. She also adds that she helps Yates with the bills and with navigating paperwork. It's a two-way street.
I love him, and he loves me. He takes care of me, and I take care of him.
For Yates, the day's long commute is over. The next day, he'll get up at 2 a.m. with Palmer to retrace his footsteps and head back to work. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.